Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program. I'm so excited to be here once again and having just the excitement of the day and the excitement of the reality of ourselves, where we're at in our place in our lives and where we're going forward to, and the many beautiful lessons that we're learning and the many beautiful experiences that we're having on a daily basis. I'm just so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to share this time with you and this time on the program and making some connections, making some contacts for those that are on the listening to the program. And it's been interesting as I've been preparing today and I've been getting ready and doing some of the different activities and some of the different projects that I had that needed to be done. I was just felt so blessed with the many people that I came across today and the many people that I had the opportunity of working with and sharing with and being able to be a beacon of light in sometimes some places where they are not seeing light and they're not seeing that happiness and that joy within themselves. So I find it an absolute thrill to be able to be on the programs and being able to share that with you and being able to show and do for others as we can. Before we get into the program, and I do have once again, starting to be very strong in presence around as we're getting ready to go into the readings, I do want to let you know that we will be having the new calendar of activities and events and classes coming out here very soon. I actually have been sitting here doing that for about the last hour or so, working on getting all of these organized and getting it put together. And you can find out that listing in those classes on www.whitewolflearninginstitute.com, and on that site's where you'll be able to find that catalog with the classes and the retreats and the different information that's happening. And we're really excited because we are so streamlined now that we are able to do classes online. We're able to do classes via conference call. We're able to do classes via phone. So And on site, so we're really, really excited about that. So check that out, because we may be offering a class that you can join us through the internet, that you can join us through a conference call. Those are the ways that we can reach out and we can learn and we can share and we can grow, and I'm really excited to be sharing that with the listening audience and with those that are in different locations other than where I'm at. Also coming up in February, I will be in a number of different locations. Right now, I know for positive, I will be in Seattle at the Women of Wisdom Foundation's conference that they're having, and they're having that the weekend of February 12th, 13th, 14th, and Monday the 15th. Monday the 15th in the morning, I will be doing a workshop on using a medicine wheel to empower us to get and to work with our own personal awarenesses. So I want to invite you to check that out. Go into the womenofwisdom.com and check out the conference that's coming up. It's a great place to be able to learn and to grow. And not only that, I'm there is a possibility on Saturday and Sunday I will be doing one-on-one readings in the local area as well. So I will be in Seattle on that weekend, and then from there I'm planning on heading to Phoenix. So I will be in the Phoenix area as well. And we're just kind of putting in the rest of the little pieces to make the puzzle happen. And that's one of the exciting things that's coming up in February. So I'm going to be in some of the local areas, and I'm going to be out and about and able to maybe share with you one-on-one, maybe be able to share with you in person. And I'm really excited about that. So those kind of things are going to be listed in our calendar, and they're going to be listed in that catalog that we have. I also want to invite you to check out a social networking site, which is acrosstheveil.ning.com. This site is very similar to the radio, as in you can ask some questions, you can get some feedback, you can get answers from myself and from others that may be listening, or not listening, but reading or participating in that acrosstheveil.ning.com site. And it's also a place where you can check and see if there's been any other messages that may have come through. Oftentimes I'll sit down and I'll have messages come in. I'll have visitors who have come and have visited with me and brought in messages, and I'll actually put them on that site. And there's a good chance you'll find one that really resonates with you. All you do is open up the blog postings, and you'll be able to read through them and see if there's any messages there that are for you personally. Another one that we have is energyemerging.ning.com. This site is excellent for healing work. This is a site that offers you the opportunity and the places where you can bring in your request for healing. And healing does not just have to be on a physical level. Healing comes in on every level. It comes in on every level of our being, our spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, all of those areas can be brought in, and the energy of healing shared by all of those that are on that site. As we see things get posted on, it's a place where we can all join forces. We can all activate the healing energies and send those healing energies out to those that have asked or requested. And it's also a great place that if you don't have a need, you can go in and you can share that healing energy with the others that have asked for it. So it's a dual purpose, because when we're helping others, we're actually helping ourselves. When we're doing for others, we're actually doing for ourselves. So it's a really neat little place to do that. And it's called energyemerging.ning.com. There's also some other websites that we have. Mine, of course, which is April, WhiteWolfApril.com, and there you can find out a little bit more about myself. You can also find the catalog on that site as well. I try to put it on a couple of our different sites so that people can have quick and easy access to it and be able to see what's happening and where we're going and where we're going to be at, what we're doing, and when the classes are being offered. I do take calls during the program, so if you are interested, or if you have a call, or if you are a question and you want to call, please feel free to do that. Please give us a call here on the station and ask your questions. There is no question too small, and there's no question too big. We let the guides and the masters handle it. If they come in and they're a big question and I feel like maybe there needs to be some private situations, I may suggest that we visit on a more private level. So, and if you feel like you have a private need, send it in through email and send it to april@whitewolfapril.com. And that way we can answer it, but yet keep the information as a whole a little bit more private, a little bit more confidential. And if you couldn't get through during the program, sending an email is a great way to contact and to be a part of the programming and getting your answers live over the internet here. They've been really kind of coming in a little bit strong here, but I feel like I'm not quite ready to settle in and quite ready to start bringing in messages. I feel like there's an awareness that many of us need to have to the sensitivities that are around us, to the blessings that are around us. There are many things that we all have that happen to us on a daily basis, on a daily level, and we need to be able to move forward. We need to be able to have our strength and have our personal awareness being intact, being being cared for. And one of the messages that I'm really hearing coming through strong is to share with the listeners that there is no road that we can't walk. There isn't any experience that we can't have victory, that we can't have the strength and the power to know that we can move through that. I'm also I need to share a message for a person who is sitting back who is saying, I had a reading with a couple readers, I've had a reading with you, April, and it's not come to pass, or I don't see how their answer has any bearing or any light into what's going on. And what I want to share with you on that is when readings come in, these are possibilities, these are answers, these are messages that are coming through to you, and the receptivity of it is on our end. The openness of it is on our end. It's on how we are able to connect with it and we're able to associate with it. And if you get a personal visitor who comes in and you think, you know, there's no way I know that, and I don't know that name, I don't know that person, I don't understand that situation, and yet I'm being told about it, what I often recommend to people is in those type of cases is to write it down. Get yourself a little notebook, a little pen and paper, and write it down. And in time, you're going to find that that happens, or that the event that was brought forward actually will present itself, and you will have the opportunity for it to become a reality. You will understand, oh, that's who that was. That was the neighbor to my grandfather, or something along that line. And you'll get an awareness of it. You'll come across a path of someone who will share information with you, who will validate it, who will give you that awareness of it. It's hard sometimes to give an exact distinct time frame, because sometimes we have to get ourselves in alignment with it. Sometimes we have to get ourselves to a place of awareness of it. So if you had a reading that came in from myself or any other readers who say, well, by December 25th, you're going to have this, this, and this, and December 25th has come and gone. Remember that we need to get ourselves in alignment with it. We need to get ourselves receptive to it. We need to make sure that we're doing what we need to do, and sometimes life gets in the way, and sometimes things hold that back. So we can sit with the awareness of it and know that, or maybe the reader missed the date. Maybe there was a reason or something that changed within the global scale of things. So becoming aware of that and keeping note of those and knowing that they're going to happen, they're going to be a reality, they are going to manifest themselves, but maybe not in the exact way or in the exact time frame that will present itself. And an example of this I can use is I've had someone who I've communicated with recently who's going through a divorce. And she's having questions and comments and wondering, why is it not coming into play? Why is it not happening? And it's because of the alignment within her own space, getting things into a place of awareness and being able to connect with that. I see that I have a caller. Diane, this is April. Go ahead.
April, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, how are you?
Over the weekend, my ex-boyfriend, as I make that clear, ex, he called to go out.
Did I lose you, Diane?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Did we lose her? I'm not hearing. There we go.
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
You're breaking up. I don't know if you're on a cell phone, but it's breaking up, and I'm not hearing you real clearly. Okay, it appears that I've lost her. we'll give her a chance to see if she can get a little better connection and give us a call back. And as I was sharing how sometimes when we wonder why things aren't happening or why aren't those blessings flowing as freely and easily, as I was sharing with the story of this other gal, she is going through a lot of the emotional struggles that happen within that experience. And some of that she's caught in And some of the things that are a reality within her time and space are blocking and holding back some of her answers and some of her guidance from coming forward. So that's what I want to express to you is don't discredit what you've heard, but give yourself some time to allow it to manifest. Let's go ahead and try Diane again.
Is this a better connection?
That is much better.
Oh, wonderful. I don't know what happened. So my ex-boyfriend contacted me to go out, and I really made it clear the answer was no, April. And I'm wondering if you have an insight. Do you think he's going to try again? Do you think he believed me? I said, like, mean things to him, hoping it was good. It wasn't really my personality, but I did it again to be trying to make a point.
I'm also owning your own personal power is what it feels like.
Good.
It feels like you're at a place and a stand where you're owning your own personal power, where you are drawing in your own personal strength and saying, look, I said no, enough is enough, no. And sometimes, you know, when we're standing in that, we have to, it's like when you're disciplining, say, a dog who's following you down the road. What do? You turn around and stomp your foot at it and tell it, no, go home. And sometimes we have to be firm like that when we're standing within our own personal power. And that feels like what is something that is beginning to open up for you. It feels like it's something that's beginning to really come to the surface. It feels like you're drawing from your own personal well, if you will. They're saying that as you're developing more of yourself and as you're bringing in more of your own higher awareness, that's what it is. They're saying your own higher awareness within your own personal power, you're getting the strength to be able to stand there and say, yes, no, I know what I need. I know where I'm going. You're gaining that higher frequency, that higher bits of information within yourself. The relationship with this individual is not a relationship that you should be in, so you've made the right choice there. You've made the right decision there to say, I've got to back off. I can't be in that relationship. Do I think and do I feel like he's going to try to communicate and connect with you again? Well, yeah. He knows he's got a good thing. He knows he's blown it. But it's really not what's in it for the highest vibration and for the highest frequency for you.
I loved how you had that insightful, what you said to me was so powerful. God bless you. I love you. You always make me feel great.
Really thank you for your call.
April. Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you.
Have a great evening.
Back at you. Bye.
It's so fun when we have visits and we can bring in that awareness and that awakening. I see that we have Nathaniel on the line. Nathaniel, this is April.
Hi, April.
Hi, are we home?
Yeah, I'm back home now.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, it kind of worked out. I guess it worked out pretty good.
Did you get to share some light and some love and some healing with your brother's wife? I really felt like that was a part of this process that you went through on that trip, was to be there to bring in some love and light and healing energies.
Yes, I was able to do that.
Excellent, excellent. I was hoping that was something that they were going to lead you into and guide you into when dealing with that. And it feels like your brother was a little bit excited about some of the things that you took to him?
Yes.
It feels like you made a very... I'm not sure why I'm hearing this word. It feels like you made a very profound connection by going and by making that event happen.
Oh, that's good.
It felt like you also traveled with the wings of the angels. It felt like, I know that we had talked about on your way down that you had...
I felt that I did, yeah. I really felt that I could feel that I was in traffic and stuff, that I would... kind of go at ease where other people kind of had problems.
Exactly, and I see that. And I see that becoming something that you can know is going to be there for you no matter where you go, no matter what you do. You can actually know that you can move on the wings of the angels. You can know that you can move with that ease. You can know that you can move with that peace. They're also saying that that goes for every area of your life. Know that as you're going through these different places and these different activities that you do, that you can actually do that on the wings of the angels. That is an incredible blessing.
Well, that's it is, certainly is.
That it's just there's something about they want to be there to help you. It feels like you've moved with caution a lot in like the last year, year and a half. The different steps you've taken, the different places you've gone, different activities, all of that type of thing, you felt very guarded, very cautious. And they're saying now you can sit and realize and know that you can experience it. Yes, you're going to move with some cautiousness in some situations, but you can know that you've got the wings of the angels there with you.
Well, that's really important. That makes me feel really, really loved by the angels.
And it's, I think that they're so, I really feel that these are a gift, because I know that during the holiday season I kept feeling your mom's presence and that nurturing and that loving and that tenderness that comes from that grandmother motherly kind of energy that'll often comes in. And I feel like in a roundabout way she brought them. I feel in a roundabout way they're a gifting, if you will, a presence, if you will, from her energy, and it's kind of like her way of extending out and saying, I'm not with you, and I haven't been with you, and I haven't been able to be with you, so I'm sending this. Does that make sense?
I think so. They're sending, I'm going up there, you mean, or?
It just feels like the energy from your mother, from her love and her compassion that she brought forward, and it was through the connection of actually being together that really kind of opened that receptivity to that and that door to that. It would be the same message I would share with your brother at this time, is that the wings of the angels are there for him and that they're a gift.
That's great.
I'm hearing something about your brother's wife and the illness that she is dealing with. is there kind of some emotional stuff going on within her space? Because I'm feeling that there's an emotional block, if you will.
Yeah, I kind of think so. Yeah, that you're right. I have to be right about that.
Okay. What I'm hearing that you can do for that is continue to send that love and light and healing. Continue to be supportive. Continue to be encouraging, and helping see the beauty of life.
You know, I bought her some carnation socks at a sock place up in Sock City. That she really wanted the socks and stuff because she's not able to wear shoes and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I bought some, like, different offbeat raspberry ones that were the same kind, so I figured that there was, like, positive and negative energies, you know, and I could send her energy through the socks.
Exactly.
I didn't know if I was just kind of playing around with my head but she wears a sock, so I do the same thing, and I send her energy by the socks. You know, it's not, I got the raspberry ones, and she had the carnation ones, so I actually spent extra money for myself so I could send her actually energy through the socks, where they were thinking that I should send her a hanky or some kind of something like that. But
right, but you found the perfect connection.
But she seemed to want the socks more than that, you know, and she was going to either wear them. I was going to tell her, you know, that I was going to do it, but I didn't think she really caught on, you know. When we went to the cathedral on Christmas midnight mass, there was a cathedral in Sacramento that has just been remodeled and stuff right by the Capitol, and it's about 150 years old. I think the dome was covered up in 1932.
Wow.
And and they found that there was actually a different part of the church, that there was a actual artificial dome just while doing the renovation. I guess it took like 5 years.
Wow.
But the cathedral was really breathtaking. And
very nice. Very lovely. And I'm glad you found another means and another method in order to share that blessing with her. You know, sometimes when we see those things, they give them to us in kind of a general way that we could do, but you took that message and found a way to make it happen in a beneficial way. I think that's incredible. I think that's just fantastic that you were able to do that.
Well, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. And I'm glad to hear you made it back and everything is good, and we'll be chatting with you later.
Hey, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Have a good evening. It's the messages that have come through on offering healing and offering a way of extending our prayers and our energy out to others. And one of the things that they had shared with us in one of the other programming was to make what is known as like little prayer cloths, and you can anoint them, or you can put healing energy into them, healing cloths, whatever you would like to call them, protection cloths. And I'm saying the word cloth, like a piece of material or a hanky. And as they were showing that to us on that one program, I could really feel it being something to extend out. It's a way of extending our prayers of healing. It's a way of extending our love and doing it in a manner that's done in such a way. And I'm just so thrilled that the information he was able to use, it and create a fabulous idea of something that can be beneficial to her. And what a better place to be able to give a gifting of that, and knowing that as she's wearing and as she has these on her feet, where are we grounding? Where are we connecting? But through the feet. And if you know anything about reflexology, you know that the feet have actually every part of our body is receptive into our feet, reflective into our feet. Absolutely. If you look at the map and the pattern of your feet, every organ of our body, the circulatory system, all of that flows through the feet. So by his decision of making that decision to offer a gifting of socks, a socks that are going to be a blessing, a sock that can be an extension of sending love, light, and healing to this individual, what a perfect gift, what a perfect place to put those, but right there on the feet, right there where every part of our body is represented in that little space. That is just so fabulous. I see I have another caller. Jean, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi there. Good evening.
Good evening. How can I help you?
You know, I was happily working, and I got hurt on the job. That was 2 years ago, and now I got to kind of deal with going back to work, and I just don't have any motivation to. I'm in my 60s. I'd really just like to retire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just in a little bit of a funk around the whole thing. I still deal with a little bit of pain. I imagine I could work, but I'm not sure. I just wonder what your take on my future with working and money. And
okay.
I did develop a little art thing while I was hurt and home, and I've started painting some.
Okay.
I don't know. I just have no real pull to do anything anymore. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm depressed.
It's happening globally. It is happening here in Alaska. It's happening on the East Coast. It's happening overseas. It's happening everywhere. People are getting hit or caught, if you will, in these little bit of slumps. Finding just the motivation to go through and fulfill the activities of the day. It's something that is going on, and it's something
okay.
that's happening. So
okay.
for number one, you're not alone, and that's why I share
okay.
it that way.
It's
not
just
personal.
You're not alone
in that place. No. And
okay.
One of the things that I was hearing is you were saying something about you had been injured and you were contemplating going back to work. Is I'm hearing that that's not necessarily the highest. You have a different project there before you. There's going to be something that's going to come up that's going to help you And it's not a J-O-B. It's not going in and punching the time and walking back out. That's not, you don't have the drive for that, and you don't have the purpose for that because it's not a part of you anymore.
That's what it feels like. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. And that's what I'm hearing and that's what I'm feeling is that there's going to be something else that's going to present itself. It's not time for the presentation of it to come forward. You're still in the, I'm here in kindergarten. You're still in the kindergarten phase of preparing for it.
Okay. And is there other things I can do to prepare more?
I'm trying to see.
What can I do?
Yeah, let's see if we can get some answers on that. Let's see if we can get some guidance on that. I know you had shared with me that you were doing some artistic stuff. There's something that you can express through art that's going to give you more insight into this route that you're going to take. I'm not so sure that I'm seeing art as the actual avenue itself, but I think it's going to be a vessel and it's going to kind of fuel you into that place, into that position, into that newness, because it's not something that you're even aware of at this moment in time, but it's going to present itself. And there's something about the art being like a springboard, like I don't know how to word what I'm seeing. But it's not the art. It's not like you're going to go out and make all these fabulous paintings and that type of thing. But it's going to be a springboard into something else for you.
Mm.
It's kind of like I have a friend here. I'm going to use her example, and I'm not saying this is what you're going to do, but kind of give you an example of it. Is she had come into the shop one day, and she had done up some cards that she wanted to sell through our gift shop, and I was more than happy to put them in the gift shop for her. And through those cards, people began to see her artwork, and it spun off from that, and she became, she goes around, and it brings her so much joy and happiness that at the holidays, she goes around to the local stores, and she does their windows.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make a little bit more sense of how this can kind of springboard you forward, seeing it through that perspective?
Well, then I should just keep doing the art and take it around to not necessarily different stores and fairs, or?
I do see that the fairs. I do see that expos, fairs, craft shows, holiday bazaars,
right.
fundraisers, that kind of thing,
I did test that out, and I did have a lot of fun. I didn't make any money, but I had a lot of fun. And fun is kind of necessary right now in this funky kind of place.
And it helps you get motivation. When you're having fun, it helps you get that motivation that we're trying to relocate because of the vibrational changes and because of the changes within the global aspect around
right.
us. We're constantly having to adjust our own vibration to stay on top of it, so to speak.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. And the isolation, I mean, since I got hurt, you know, and I'm not working, and I can't really go out dancing and stuff like I used to. I just feel so isolated, and the fairs were a nice way to get out there and chit-chat and everything. Is that going to change the isolation? Is it going to be friends?
They're saying that the isolation is going to change as you make the decision to change it.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a little reluctant to get out there. I'm just tired of this world, really. I really am.
Yeah,
I think I'm depressed.
There are many, many out there who are in that same place.
Yeah.
Finding that motivation within ourselves, and maybe it's just you need to take that one or two steps of saying, you know, I am going to go this evening, and I am going to do this, and I'm going to get a hold of a couple of friends, and we're going to go, you know, whatever, and take it as baby steps. But know that the motivation
of it
is
coming
from yourself.
Just push it a little.
Yep.
Push myself.
Yep.
Because there is community and the partner and all that out there somewhere.
Definitely.
See, at 60-something, it's so much harder now.
It is. I understand that, yes. But when you get yourself, kind of pull yourself back up by your bootstraps like they used to say to us when we were younger, you're going to feel the strength of that coming back.
Okay, well, I appreciate the hope.
Yes, well, you have a wonderful evening, and thanks for your call.
I sure will keep listening. Thanks for your help.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller. Gina, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you tonight?
I am spectacular. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I was wondering two things. I was wondering if you saw a relationship coming in for me, and if you, where do you see my work going?
In career, okay. Relationship, they're saying there's not something right on the horizon. They're saying that you're needing to do some personal awakening, some personal awarenesses, that as you become more connected with self, you're then going to open that avenue up. Yes, you can go into a relationship, and yes, you can have a relationship, they're saying, but until you do some more personal awareness work, and I'm not sure exactly what they mean by that. Let me see if they'll give me a little bit of more insight into that.
I've done so much work, April. When is it going to be enough? When?
You know, I think it's a process we all go through, and it just takes the time that it takes. I feel like a relationship would kind of clutter where you're at right now, is what I'm hearing. Would kind of muck up the process of where you're at. I know that it would be nice to, the energy I feel around you is it would be nice to have somebody there to help share through things, somebody that you could talk to and be confident in, and have that intimate relationship with where you can, you know, put your head on somebody's shoulder when it feels like it's been overwhelmed. They're saying right now that's not in the big picture, that you have those feelings and you can draw that to yourself, but as you're still, there's some, are you working? I don't know what type of work you do, but I'm feeling like there is some.
I'm in metaphysical work. I do metaphysical things.
Okay, that makes sense then. Mm-hmm. There is that awareness. There is the, it's like a new philosophy. It's like someone who's gone out and who has discovered something new needing to be able to finish up that project before you throw in. And it's going, when you do have a connection with somebody, they are going to be in the frequency and on the frequency of profession where you're at.
Okay.
That if they came in, they're going to kind of get in the way of, and the only terms I can think of, the philosophy, a new way of being, because metaphysics, of course, is basically that, is philosophical, trying to understand the under, you know, the non-understandable. And it feels like as you're doing that, you have to finish formulating that and creating that before the perfect relationship is going to come forward. You can, like I said, you can push the river and try to find a relationship, but it's going to muck up and kind of muddy up the process that you've spent years on getting to this point.
Right. Well, it's just, you know, for the last 10 years, I've dedicated my life to taking care of family, and now it's time for me. And, you know, it would be nice to be able to share that with somebody, as well as,
exactly,
you know, getting my career up and running and things like that.
And I think as you get your career up and running, and as you, because I know you had asked about that, what it feels like is as you get that movement forward and as you've got it to the point where you can say, okay, I've taken care of family, and I'm now looking at myself. I've done so much processing for myself. I've done so much personal awareness for myself. And I'm now going to take that career and open the door and open this avenue of expression through your career, that you're then going to have the ideal mate come through. You're going to have the ideal partner come through who's going to share within that same picture.
Okay.
So you see, kind of, I don't want to say, oh, yeah, I see him there in 6 months, because it depends on where you're at in your process. So do I see that your career and what you're going to be doing and what you're going to be moving forward with is going to be blessed. It's going to be huge. It's going to be monumental type of work. And you're going to be able to, what I'm hearing is you're going to be able to make changing situations, earth changings, I'm hearing like shattering changes. You're going to be able to make breakthroughs that are just remarkable. And as you get
can
to
you
the
give
point,
me a time frame for that.
Once again, it's going to come into your prepared awareness. You're not going to be totally where you want to be for about 5 years.
Oh my God!
But you're going to be building to that finished product. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're going to get bits and pieces of it that are going to start. You may start with, I'm just going to kind of give you some examples. I'm not saying these are for you examples.
Right.
But you may start with, oh, I'm going to open like a little gift shop. And then from the gift shop, you're going to open up the back where you'll be, you know, offering like healing, or you'll be offering, you know, information this way or that way. And it's that slow expansion. I see it as like a center, like a core, like a nucleus, and off of that nucleus is where you build. And once it's all built, that whole core then becomes the reality, and that's going to take about 5 years to get all of the pieces into the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Before you can actually feel and make connections and make alignments with the proper people.
Right.
Do I think the mate has to wait that long? No. How quickly, how open, how attuned, how prepared you are to move forward with each step is where it's going to put
right,
the time frame on you.
Well, right now I just feel like the woman before me was saying, I feel very stagnated. I feel in a state of just nothingness and feel like
and
I
that
can't
funk,
move forward.
Yes.
And I was hoping that that was going to start to up and move soon so I can lift, so I can move. Because I'm really a very driven person, and I'm very career-oriented. And, you know, I've just been through major, major closings and endings in my life and new beginnings, you know, new place to live, everything. Everything is all new. And it's just a matter of, I feel like a fish out of water. I was in that place for almost 45 years. So this is, like, all new to me, and I just kind of feel kind of stuck and stagnated in, you know, okay, what's the next step? Am I going to be shown what the next step is? Am I going to be guided? You know, is there going to be my path that I'm going to be able to follow? I mean, how, you know, I don't know. I feel like a fish out of water. I don't know what to do with myself.
Right. I understand. I can totally feel that with you. What I do, like I shared with her, it is something that's going on globally within the vibrational change of the earth. Plus, 2009, for some reason, was a year for many of us to let go. It was that year to shed that stuff that just was not doing our higher purpose, so to speak.
Well, 9 is also about endings, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And we're moving into 2010, and in 2010, one of the things that has been shown to me, and I don't know much about astrology because I don't do astrology work, but I have had the message shared with me that the global concept of 2010 is going to be that new spiritual awakening, that divine source connection awakening. And I think once many of us make that connection, that laggy, that feeling like we're stuck in quicksand or muck up to our knees, I believe we're going to be able to step out of that.
Okay.
Is how I feel. And that's something that I feel that you may not start out on this track as fast as you personally would like to,
mm-hmm.
but once you get the freight engine moving out of the freight station on that train, you're not going to be stoppable. You're going to just move through this incredibly. You're going to find strength that you never knew you had.
Oh, well, from your mouth to God's ears. That's wonderful.
That's, you know, I wish I could say, I see in 3 months that you're going to have pulled through this and that you're going to have strength and everything's going to be back to how it was, because I don't think you're going to go back to how things were. You're going to move forward into a new freshness, and I'm not, I can't, because it's a personal situation. I could say to you, well, in 6 months you're going to do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but it's a personal situation that you're actually in control of.
Right. Well, I just did have major surgery, too, so I'm still recovering from a revision knee replacement. So, you know, that's going to take some time, too, for me to get my energy levels back, too.
Right. Think of the significance in that surgery that you just went through. What is the knee and what is the leg and those type of things all associated with, but that with the will to move forward.
Yeah, moving forward in my life.
Right, and you needed to make a change. You needed to remove some stuff that wasn't working optimally, and you needed to bring in a newness and being able to do that. Look at the symbolism of what your own life has been showing you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And those are the type of things, and those are the type of awarenesses that you're going to connect with and you're going to have open up in front of you that are going to help you reach this place where that nucleus is just going to be vibrating and it's going to be alive. And it's, and then you're going to be able to sit back and say, wow, this is where I've come to. This is where I'm at because I've allowed myself that opportunity, and I've allowed myself that, the privilege of doing that.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your call, and you have a wonderful evening.
You have a blessed day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. As we're moving through and moving forward with many things that happen in our lives, and as they were sharing with us at the beginning of the show and what they've shared with a couple of the callers, is that awareness of ourselves, that awareness of where we are in that walk, where we are in that place in our reality, and what is happening within ourselves that is preparing us for that. I know that a couple of times I had gone to some folks who are were students, and they were learning and they were practicing, and they had asked me if I'd come in as someone that they could practice reading with, and this, that, and the other thing. And one of the girls, every time I would see her, even after the classes were done, and she'd come up to me and she'd say, "Ah, you have something new that's coming. Have you done it? You know, da da da." Because she could see and she could become aware of it. And I would say, "Well, what is it that you see?" And she'd say, "You know, it's something that they're going to have to show you, and you have to resonate with it, and you have to connect with it." And I used to get so frustrated. So, callers, I understand that feeling. I used to be there in that same place and feel like, "Oh my gosh, what? How? Where? And when?" Can I do be and have it happen at a place where I'm able to do that, and I'm able to have what they're saying is in front of me to have? And that's that adjustment, that timing that we need to bring ourselves into that awareness. And sometimes it takes a little bit more for some to get a hold of it, and for some, for things that actually need to get into place, it takes a little bit more time for that to happen. I see I have another caller. Janet, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
I am wonderful. Okay.
This is my first time calling.
Okay.
I would like to know about health and getting a marriage back together.
Okay. First off, I want to say I feel the energy around you of kind of having given up. Are you fighting something along that line?
In a way, but I'm trying.
Okay. What I'm hearing to tell you is to draw from the energy of the moon. I don't know why I'm hearing that. I'm just going to share that with you because as I first made connection with you and I first began talking with you, it just had that energy of feeling, you know, kind of like at a point of giving up. And they're wanting you to draw from the energy of the moon, the newness of the moon. And I would say energy of new moons, the darkness of the moon that as you're looking at some of the things you're going to be going through, it's going to help you. It's going to give you some strength. And the new moon as well, because of the vibrancy that will come through that. And they're saying, stand within the courage. I'm not sure what that means either, but I'm going to give you the message as I'm hearing it. They're saying, stand
say
within
that again?
The courage.
Oh, stand with, say that again.
Stand within the courage.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And health situations are going to be a bit of a struggle for probably a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it actually dropping off any in the very, very near future. I'm not sure what type of health concerns you have, but it almost feels like they've snowballed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still in a process of that. There's something that's coming through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if they've got any other. It's going to take a while before you are through that process is what I'm hearing. But what you can do is as you're drawing an energy of healing and as you're connecting with the energy of love, light, and healing, it's going to help you process through this quicker. It's going to help you get a hold of this quicker. One of the things I'm feeling to share with you is to invite you to check out the energyemerging.ning.com website that we have. And it's a place where you can put on kind of like a request for love, light, and healing energy to be shared with you, that this would be an excellent community of people that would be a wonderful source of helping you work through that.
Energyemerging.com?
Ning.com, N-I-N-G.
Oh.
And you don't put any HTTP or www on that. You just type it in as energyemerging.ning.com. And that, I feel, is going to be an excellent community for you to connect with in sharing healing energy with you, helping you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like joining arms and joining forces to help you move through some of this stuff that you're processing.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's some detoxification that's needed within your body as well. So you may want to look at doing some detoxification processes, maybe doing some cleanses, and if you can find somebody who offers like an ionic foot cleanser detoxification through the feet, that would be beneficial for you as well. Another, you asked about marriage, and I don't want to not answer all your questions before we have to go. As far as marriage goes, are you even together?
No, he wants to come back. That's what he says, but I'm not sure.
Okay. It feels like that's kind of draining life from you. It's draining away the strength that you need. So I would say, as far as the marriage goes, I would say kind of put it into the courtship stages and not into the reunification stages.
Okay.
If you're interested in rekindling it. If you're not, stand in your power and say, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
It feels like he did a lot to hurt you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that you're guarding yourself from that, and that's wise, is what I'm hearing to share.
Yes, that's true.
All right, I invite you to check out that site, and we'll visit with you another time, and thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Night. I see that I have another caller. Scott, this is April. Go ahead.
Hey, April. Listen to the other callers, and I think, like a lot of them, I personally feel like I'm on the, really on the verge of, some big changes, and I've had some drastic changes over the last, probably year or two. So I kind of wanted to ask you about that, and then just touch on the thing that you mentioned about they will show you, like, whether it's angels or guides, if you can, kind of mention a good way to maybe open ourselves up to that a little bit more.
To get the theys? I know, I love it when I'll have them come in and I'm, like, talking away and I get it through and I'll be like, okay, I'm saying the word they, and I know they have no idea that I'm sitting here seeing angels or I'm sitting here seeing a master. So thank you for pointing that out. And yes, you are working with some masters. In your personal process, you are actually working with some masters. The changes that they're showing me that you're going through, and I've shared this before with the listeners to the program and to those who have come in and done certain things with us as readings and in classes and stuff, you actually are sitting in the center of an arena, and in the center of this arena – it looks like a football field, if you will, or a coliseum, if you will, where there's seating all around you. And in the seating all around you are these masters, the angels, the teachers, the guides. And as you're working with them, they take turns coming down to this grease board of message, blackboard, whatever you will, that's in the center of this field, and they give you your teachings, and they give you what you're learning and what you're moving forward with. And yes, right now you have changed teachers. That's why it feels like, okay, think about it when you go to school or you're in college and you've gone to a new class and you have a new professor. What do you have to do? You have to get kind of in sync with how that person thinks and how they operate and how they teach their class, correct?
Right, yeah.
That's what you are doing right now with the changing of the masters that have come in. You are actually trying to get in sync with the message that they're teaching you and with the wording and the information that they're bringing forward for you as you move forward and going through some of the changes in your own personal space.
It does feel like kind of moving slowly. It is a very slow and steady pace.
And that could be how this master is going to work.
Yeah. I feel almost like I'm kind of at the door knocking, and I'm waiting for the next step to occur. But, you know, I'm a single dad with two kids, too. So, you know, taking a leap of faith and just making major changes wouldn't really be wouldn't seemingly be the best idea.
Right, but sometimes those stepping out on the edge of that cliff and standing there and saying, come on, let's learn how to do this, and being an example and setting a path example for the children helps the children know that they can do that as they mature and as they become adults.
Very good insight. That's
that they don't need to kind of stay in the same ruts and see the same patterns and see the same things and keep themselves there just simply because that's how it is perceived that it should be?
Yeah, I try to do that. I try to keep a very open mind, and then, you know, it's still a little bit of breaking out of the old mold, I think.
That's learning. That's that learning process. But it feels like you have actually changed masters, and that the arena that's set before you is a little bit of a different format than you're used to. Let it happen. Flow with it.
Very good. Well, thanks for taking the time. I was glad I was able to slide it in. I know the show's kind of wrapping up, so
Yeah, thank you so much for your call, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Uh-huh. I do see that we're coming up to the top of the hour once again, and it's getting to be time to say we'll be with you on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays here on BBS, and the bringing you messages and guidance and insight into what we see and what we feel and what we connect with, and sometimes communications with those who have passed. I do have one quick one. A grandfather wants to come in, and he wants to tell his son that you did a fabulous job, and he is very proud of how you held the family situation together. That's the quick message that's been coming in the strongest this afternoon, so I want to share that as well with the listeners. And I want to say, until we are together, it has been such a privilege to share the sacred space with you. And until we do get together again, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.